And he turned away from them and said, "Oh, my sorrow over Yusuf." And his eyes became white from grief, for he was of that a suppressor. Meaning of this grief, he was constantly suppressing it. And he kept crying before Allah. And because of that, his eyes became blind. What is beautiful over here is the fact that وَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ He turned away from the people. Meaning he didn't cry before them. He turned away from them. So who is it that he cried before then? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is it that he complained to? Allah. Who is it that he placed his trust in? Allah. And if we remember this, then really, dealing with life's problems would become very easy. Our sad reality is that when we are going through some difficulty, first we cry before people. We exhaust our tears over there, so that when we do go to make dua, we think, oh, I wonder if dua is even going to help. We need to do this. وَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ Turn away from people and express your sorrows, your worries, shed your tears, pour your heart out before Allah. قَالُوا They said, by Allah, you will not cease remembering Yusuf until you become fatally ill or become of those who perish. Now, the children, the family is criticizing Yaqub a.s. Meaning, why are you so sad? Again, you see some traces of jealousy. That get over him. Get over him. You have so many of us. Now you should be worried about Binyamin. Binyamin is our real problem right now. Yusuf is long gone. Forget about him. It's as if they're getting angry. The fact is that you cannot extract love from someone's heart for another. You cannot pull it out, no matter what you do. Can't do that. Yaqub a.s. loved Yusuf a.s. And we see that after all of these years, what is he remembering? Who is he remembering? Yusuf a.s. Because even though Yusuf is gone, the love is there. The attachment is there. And this is true. And we see that the brothers of Yusuf a.s., their plan was to get rid of Yusuf so that their father would love them. Did they get that love by removing Yusuf a.s. out of the picture? Not at all. No. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَشْكُو بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ He said, I only complain of my suffering and my grief to Allah. And I know from Allah that which you do not know. And this is why I am so hopeful. I'm not complaining to you, so leave me alone. I'm complaining to Allah. And why am I remembering Yusuf? Because I know from Allah something that you do not know. Because Yusuf a.s. shared his dream with Yaqub a.s. And Yaqub a.s. knew from that dream that Yusuf a.s. was going to be gifted some special honor. And he was hopeful. I know from Allah what you do not know. I have faith in Allah. Ibrahim a.s. also, what do we see? In such old age, he's being granted children. And Yaqub a.s., after so many years, he has hope that his son is alive. Oh my sons, go and find out about Yusuf and his brother, and despair not of relief from Allah. Indeed, no one despairs of relief from Allah except the disbelieving people. Remember that despair is a major sin. Giving up hope in Allah is a major sin. The Prophet ﷺ was once asked by a man, O Messenger of Allah, what are the kaba'ir? What are the major sins? And the Prophet ﷺ said, the kaba'ir are shirk with Allah, giving up hope of relief from Allah, and despair from the mercy of Allah. These are all forms of major shirk. But we don't even think about this. So easily we give up hope. If we're sick, I don't think I'm going to get better. If we did not manage to go somewhere, I don't think I'm ever going to get there. If the children are being rebellious, they're a hopeless case. No one is a hopeless case. No one at all is a hopeless case. Giving up hope is what? This is despairing in Allah's mercy. And this is a major sin. And remember, no matter how difficult the circumstances have become, and no matter how long it has been, still never ever despair of circumstances changing. Because Allah can change the situation. No matter how long it has been. The Prophet ﷺ, he said that our Lord laughs at the despair of His slaves and the closeness of its change. Meaning how quickly things are going to change. They're just like two steps away. The change is just two steps away. But what happens? The slave, he gives up. And when he gives up, Allah laughs at him. Because the slave is being so foolish. You understand? This is just like a person saying at 8:45 p.m. while he's fasting, I don't think I can fast anymore. I think I'm going to break my fast. Exactly. You're laughing. Right? You're laughing. Why? Because it's something so foolish. Right? But what happens for the person who is in that situation? He thinks, oh, I can't make it. I cannot survive. There's no way I can live through this. This is it. I give up. Allah laughs at a person when he does this. Abu Razin, he said, Ya Rasulullah, our Lord laughs. He found this amazing. أَوَيَضْحَكُ رَبَّنَا And the Prophet ﷺ said, yes. Abu Razin said, then we can never give up of goodness from a Lord who laughs. If our Lord laughs, then how can we ever give up that He will show goodness to us? No, we can only expect good from Him. So we see over here that Yaqub alayhi salam, now as the loss is doubled, Yusuf alayhi salam is gone, now Binyamin is gone. And in addition, there's a third son also who stayed in Egypt, the eldest one who said, I'm not going, I'm staying here until my father allows me to come. He's lost three sons, and now look at his hope. How his hope has just grown so much. He says, go and find about Yusuf and his brother and despair not of relief from Allah. Indeed, no one despairs of relief from Allah except the disbelieving people. So when they entered upon Yusuf, they said, O Aziz, adversity has touched us and our family, and we have come with goods poor in quality, but give us full measure and be charitable to us. Indeed, Allah rewards the charitable. They're asking him for sadaqah. And this is the reality of the one who does not accept the greatness of another. He is humbled. He is humbled. The one who does not accept the greatness that Allah has given to another, then what will happen? He, the person who rejects, he is going to be humiliated. And we see exactly this happening with the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam. If only they accepted that yes, Yusuf is a good boy. The problem is with us, not with our father, not with Yusuf. The problem is with us. We need to fix our behavior. If they had focused on that instead of blaming Yusuf a.s., things would have been much better. But they didn't. They blamed Yusuf a.s., refused to accept the status of their father, refused to accept the status of Yusuf in the eyes of their father. And what happened with this pride? They are being humbled now. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْزِي الْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ Now Yusuf a.s. could not help himself. So he said, do you know what you did with Yusuf and his brother when you were ignorant? إِذْ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ Look at the greatness of Yusuf a.s. I mean, the woman, when she said, I am wrong, he reminded that إِنَّ رَبِّي خَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ And now here, he tells them, إِذْ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ When you were ignorant. They said, are you indeed Yusuf? He said, I am Yusuf, and this is my brother. What a calm and noble way of surprising someone. He's so calm. Yes, I am Yusuf and this is my brother. Allah has certainly favored us. Indeed, he who fears Allah and is patient. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Then Allah does not allow to be lost the reward of those who do good. Meaning their sabr is not wasted. Sabr is not wasted. So be patient. Observe taqwa and help will come. They said, by Allah, certainly Allah has preferred you over us. Now they're acknowledging. And indeed, we have been sinners. وَإِن كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ They're accepting their mistake. They admit that yes, we were wrong. And this was their tawbah. Because they openly confessed their fault before Yusuf a.s. It's as if they're seeking forgiveness from him. So Yusuf a.s. said, No blame will there be upon you today. لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ May Allah forgive you. He's not just forgiving them, he's also asking Allah to forgive them. This is prophetic character. That when a person has the ability to inflict revenge, he pardons. He overlooks. Why? In hopes of Allah's forgiveness. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ And He's giving them hope that Allah is the most merciful of those who show mercy. Forgiving other people is something very difficult to do. But the one who forgives, then he is also forgiven. The Prophet ﷺ said, He who does not show mercy to the people, Allah does not show mercy to him. And he who does not forgive, then he is not forgiven. The one who does not forgive others, then he does not receive forgiveness either. So Yusuf a.s., look, his honor is only increasing. His status is only increasing when he shows noble character. What prevents us from showing forgiveness to others is that we feel that now we will become less. No, we're not going to suffer. You do something for Allah, Allah will raise your status. Forgiving others only increases one in honor. The Prophet ﷺ said, charity does not in any way decrease wealth. And the servant who forgives, Allah adds to his respect. And the one who shows humility, Allah elevates him in the sight of people. The one who shows humility, Allah will increase him in the sight of people. Take this, my shirt, and cast it over the face of my father. He will become seeing and bring me your family all together. The last time Yaqub a.s. received the shirt of Yusuf, it was stained with fake blood. And this time, he receives the shirt of Yusuf a.s. and he is given his vision back. It's not the shirt. The main source is who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then his whole family came. But when the caravan departed from Egypt, their father said, indeed, I find the smell of Yusuf. I can smell him. And each person has a distinct smell. And especially people who are close to you, whom you love, you recognize their smell. So he said that I can smell Yusuf. And I would say that he was alive if you did not think me weakened in mind. They said, by Allah, indeed you are in your same old error. Look at how he's being treated by his family. He's a prophet and he's an old man. And we need to see over here that the old people that are perhaps in our family, how do we treat them? How do we speak to them? Do we treat them as if they were crazy? As if what they're saying is complete nonsense? Ignoring what they're saying? Refusing to even carry a decent conversation with them because we find what they say so annoying? This is arrogance. And look at how the family of Yaqub a.s. is treating them. Remember that a person who is old, even if they are a burden on us, they are still Allah's creation. And when they are suffering, they deserve mercy and compassion from us, not rudeness. And if we want to be shown mercy by Allah, then we need to start showing mercy to the creation of Allah. Especially those who are closest to us, no matter how difficult we find. No matter how difficult we feel, we have to do this. فَلَمَّا And when the bearer of good tidings arrived, he cast the shirt over his face and he returned once again seeing. He said, أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ Did I not tell you that I know from Allah that which you do not know? They said, O our Father, ask for us forgiveness of our sins. Indeed, we have been sinners. Now they are confessing before their father also. Before they confessed before Yusuf a.s. Now they're confessing before their father. And you see, this is something necessary. That if the sin was private, then yes, we need to confess before Allah. But if the sin was done to another, it was public, then we need to confess before them. Admit that yes, it was my fault and I'm sorry about that. Because if they don't forgive us, then Allah's forgiveness will also be held back from us. قَالَ سَوْفَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ رَبِّي He said, I will ask forgiveness for you from my Lord. Indeed, it is He who is the forgiving, the merciful. There is no harm in making dua for others. When they're not able to make dua themselves, like for example a person who has died, or a child, or a person who is so unwell, they're not even able to make dua for themselves, we should make dua for them. And also sometimes it happens that a person is making dua for themselves, but it is not sufficient. They need more du'as. So, there's no harm in doing that. And when they entered upon Yusuf, he took his parents to himself. Look at how he is treating his parents. And he said, enter Egypt, Allah willing, safe and secure. You see the words over here, awa ilayhi abaway. He took his parents to himself. This is also understood as, he hugged them. He showed love to them. He showed respect to them. And we can see why Yaqub a.s. loved Yusuf a.s. because of his adab, because of his good behavior. And he raised his parents upon the throne. The adab. Look at the love. He raised his parents upon the throne. And they bowed to him in prostration. Meaning all of them, his brothers. And he said, O my father, this is the explanation of my vision my dream that I had long time ago. My Lord has made it reality. After how long? Minimum 40 years. And during this time, he went through many trials. قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبِّي حَقًّا And he was certainly good to me. Yusuf a.s. is giving credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's recognizing, I did not come out of the prison myself. I did not get out of the well myself. Allah was good to me when He took me out of prison and brought you here from Bedouin life after shaitan had induced estrangement between me and my brothers. He's blaming shaitan. That despite the fact that shaitan tried so hard to create this division in us, yet Allah has kept us together. Yet after all these years, Allah has brought us together. What do we see here? Yusuf a.s. is remembering the blessings. He is talking about what went right. He's not talking about, oh, you know, by the way, they didn't really take me for play. They threw me in the well. They threw me in the well. And now my sad story. Version 1, and then version 2, and then part 1, and then part 2, and then once, and then another time, another time. No, he's just talking about the blessings. This can come from who? The person who has truly been grateful and patient. Because sabr and shukr go hand in hand. You know, many times when we study the seerah, and we learn about incidents that are somewhat disturbing, we don't find much detail about those incidents. We don't find much detail. Like for example, the incident of Ifk. We know that for an entire month, Aisha radiallahu anha was sick. What happened in that whole month must have been a lot. But what do we find? Just a few details. Not much detail. Why? Because the Sahaba did not talk about those matters. They spoke about success, good things, blessings, the ayat that were revealed. Why? Because they were patient and grateful. Yusuf alayhi salam was also like that. This is indeed prophetic character. Also, when you compare the Makki life of the Prophet ﷺ to the Medinan era, for the Medinan era you find so much detail. For the Makki era you don't find much detail, even though Makki era was much longer, 13 years, as opposed to 10 years. Yes, a lot happened in those 10 years in Medina, but a lot also happened in those 13 years in Makkah. You could literally put together all of the narrations about Makkan era on one side, and on the other you could put the narrations about Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. And the narrations about Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj would be much more. Why? Because the Sahaba talked about the blessings of Allah. فَذْكُرُوا أَلَىٰ اللَّهِ Remember the favors of Allah. And that is prophetic character indeed. Yusuf a.s. said, indeed my Lord is subtle in what He wills. He executes His will in such subtle ways. We don't even know what's going on. And so much is going on. Apparently, difficult circumstances, but those difficult circumstances have within them hidden benefits. Indeed, it is He who is the knowing, the wise. Do you remember the dream of Yusuf alayhi salam? He saw the sun, the moon, and the stars all prostrating at the same time. And generally, you don't see the sun and the moon and the stars all in the sky at the same time. The sun is when? During daytime. And the moon and the stars, when are they? In the sky. In the night time. But we see that both came together. Right? And this is how life is. With good is bad. With ease is difficulty. With difficulty is ease. You can't have it all good and you don't have it all bad either. Yusuf alayhi salam's story seems like a very sad story. But yes, there is a big portion of it which is very sad. But then there's another portion of it which is very happy and beautiful. And this is what life is about. And this realization should make us grateful for what we have and patient over what we have lost. رَبِّ قَدْ آتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ My Lord, You have given me something of sovereignty and taught me of the interpretation of dreams. فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Creator of the heavens and the earth. أَنْتَ وَلِيِّي فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ You are my protector in this world and in the hereafter. This is the ultimate lesson. Allah is our protector in this world and in the hereafter. Cause me to die a Muslim and join me with the righteous. تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ Yusuf a.s. at this point in his life, he has everything. He has the power, he has the money, he has the freedom, he has his family, he has his loved ones. Everything that he had lost previously, now, he He has all of it. But his heart is attached to nothing. His heart is longing for who? Allah. He says, Allah, فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَنْتَ وَلِيِّ. You are my wali. Not my money, not my family, not this position that I have. You are my wali. And when dunya is taken away from us, then we are made to feel that how these things are not worth relying upon. These things are not worth attaching ourselves to. That we cry for them, we weep over them, we exult over them. No, it's not worth it. Because these things are temporary. When dunya leaves the heart, then a person becomes the wali of Allah. أَنْتَ وَلِيِّ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. You are my wali. Because we see that he doesn't have any love for any things of this world in his heart. His heart is attached to Allah. تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكَ. That is from the news of the unseen which we reveal to you. And you were not with them when they put together their plan while they conspired. O Prophet ﷺ, you were not there when the brothers of Yusuf were planning. Then how could you know? Through wahi. وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ. And most of the people. وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ. Although you strive for it. بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. At all believers. Majority of the people, no matter how much you try, they are not going to believe. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he passed the test over here. They asked him about Yusuf ﷺ. And he recited the entire Surah Yusuf, but still the people did not believe. And you do not ask of them for it any payment. It is not except a reminder to the worlds. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And how many a sign within the heavens and earth do they pass over while they therefrom are turning away? And most of them believe not in Allah except while they associate others with Him. So we have to be very careful about this matter then. Because shirk, Allah says, is very common. Majority of the people do not believe in Allah except that they associate partners with Him at the same time. The Prophet ﷺ, he warned us. He said that, O people, refrain from shirk because it creeps in more silently than a crawling ant. A crawling ant. Do you ever hear an ant crawling? Do you ever feel it coming into your house? You have no idea. And the next thing you know, there's so many ants in your house, in your kitchen. How did they come? Where did they come from? You didn't hear them. You didn't even sense them. You didn't even feel them. The Prophet ﷺ said, shirk comes like this. How? That when in difficulty, a person forgets Allah and he begins relying upon others. When he's planning something, he begins to trust himself and he does not have trust in Allah. He's not grateful for what he has, and he's upset about what he has lost, giving up hope in Allah, despairing of Allah's mercy, committing major sin. This is what leads to shirk. It starts very small. Because you see, all of these trials that Allah puts us through, why? So that we realize, أَنْتَ وَلِيِّ. O Allah, you are my wali. When Allah takes something away from our hands, He takes the people whom we love away from us. Why? So that in that loneliness, we seek Allah. When our hands are empty, then we seek Allah. Because generally what happens? When our stomach is full, we're not going to bother being patient. Fasting is a training of taqwa, remembering Allah. So when Allah takes blessings away from us, when He puts us through these tests, He is basically teaching us tawheed. He's making us realize that you were made for someone else, not for the house that you live in, not for the people that you live with. أَفَأَمِنُوا. Then do they feel secure that there will not come to them an overwhelming aspect of the punishment of Allah, or that the hour will not come upon them suddenly while they do not perceive? So in which situation can we ever entertain negative thoughts about Allah? Say, this is my way. I invite to Allah with insight. And I and those who follow me. And exalted is Allah. And I am not of those who associate others with Him. And we sent not before you as messengers, except men to whom we revealed from among the people of cities. So have they not traveled through the earth and observed how was the end of those before them? And the home of the hereafter is best for those who fear Allah. Then will you not reason? Why are you still chasing this world? Why are you still so sad over its loss and so happy over its gain? They continued until when the messengers despaired and were certain that they had been denied, there came to them our victory. This happens. That when you think, I don't think I can hold on any longer. When the difficulties really intensify, when they compound, when they add up, one loss coupled with another loss, with another loss. And then what happens? The door to relief is opened up. Then there came to them our victory. And whoever we willed was saved. And our punishment cannot be repelled from the people who are criminals. There was certainly in their stories a lesson for those of understanding. Never was the Qur'an a narration invented, but a confirmation of what was before it, and a detailed explanation of all things, and guidance and mercy for people who believe. This is the Qur'an. And the stories in the Qur'an, like the story of Yusuf a.s., what is it? It is huda, a guidance. Because it teaches you that life is not over, even if you're suffering from many difficulties. It's a guidance and a rahmah. It gives us hope. But for who? لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ For those who believe in the Qur'an, for those who believe in their Lord, that my Lord will not abandon me. My Lord will not make me suffer. From every suffering also, He will bring about good. Because if Yusuf a.s. was rewarded so generously for his sabr and shukr, then I can also try to be patient and hope for the best reward from Allah.